I'm Steve Karish. The Ukrainian military says Russia has launched attacks with exploding drones on several regions of the country overnight Sunday through Monday morning. Charles de la Desma has the story.
Ukraine's general staff says its forces have shot down 11 out of 14 Iranian-made Shahed drones, the Kyiv Regional Administration adding that 9 Shaheds were downed overnight around the capital. Meanwhile, Ukraine's presidential office says that at least 2 civilians have been killed and 9 others wounded by Russian attacks during the past 24 hours. Intense fighting has continued around Bakhmut, Avdiivka and Volodar in Donetsk, where Ukrainian towns face relentless Russian shelling. Ukraine's governor there, Pavlo Krylenko, says Russia has actively used aircraft and heavy artillery to strike peaceful cities. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Scores of Israeli settlers have gone on a violent rampage in the northern West Bank, setting cars and homes on fire after 2 settlers were killed by a Palestinian gunman. Palestinian officials say one man has been killed and 4 others badly wounded. The deadly shooting and late-night rampage followed peace talks in Aqaba, Jordan, during which Israel and the Palestinians agreed to calm a year-long wave of violence ahead of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Nigeria's Electoral Commission began announcing state-by-state results from Sunday's national elections, though it is not expected to name a victor for several days. The presidential vote is expected to be the closest in Nigeria's history. The first results from Ekiti State showed a majority of votes cast in favor of Bola Tinubu, running All Progressives Congress Party. For more, visit us online at voanews.com. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News. The director of the CIA says intelligence shows that China's President Xi Jinping has instructed the country's military to be ready by 2027 to invade Taiwan. Tommy McNeil has the story.
CIA Director William Byrne says Xi may be currently harboring doubts about his ability to make a move against Taiwan, given Russia's experience in its war with Ukraine. Byrne tells CBS has faced the nation that the U.S. must take very seriously Xi's desire to ultimately control Taiwan, even if military conflict is not inevitable. Byrne says the support from the U.S. and European allies for Ukraine may be acting as a potential deterrent to China for now, but the risk of a possible attack on Taiwan will only grow stronger in the coming years. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Huge crowds gathered across Mexico on Sunday to oppose a government drive to shrink the independent electoral authority, arguing the changes threaten democracy. The Mexican Congress last week approved a major overhaul of the National Electoral Institute, which President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has repeatedly attacked as corrupt and inefficient. The president denies the changes will weaken Mexican democracy, but critics have vowed to take the legislation to the Supreme Court. Last-minute trouble forced the delay of a SpaceX mission to send 4 astronauts to the International Space Station. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The countdown at Cape Canaveral early this morning was halted with just 2 minutes remaining from liftoff.
Countdown 1, hold, hold, hold. We are standing down due to a TTEB ground issue.
The fuel was loaded and 4 astronauts, including 1 from Russia and 1 from the United Arab Emirates, were strapped into a SpaceX capsule atop the Falcon rocket on a mission for NASA to replace 4 astronauts at the International Space Station who have been there since October.
5.100 launch scrub. That's in work.
Audio courtesy SpaceX. Officials said the problem involved a critical engine ignition system and they couldn't be sure there was a full load. They delayed the launch until at least Thursday. I'm Jennifer King.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and European Commissioner President Ursula von der Leyen hope to announce a new Brexit deal for Northern Ireland on Monday, if the two can agree on final details during lunchtime talks in Britain. The deal seeks to resolve tensions caused by the 2020 post-Brexit arrangements covering the British province and its open border with EU member Ireland. But it remains to be seen whether it will go far enough to end political deadlock in Northern Ireland and satisfy critics in Britain. The deal is expected to ease physical checks on goods flowing from Britain to Northern Ireland and give the British province a say over EU rules. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.